reason, shattered like glass. In its stead, panic rose in a tidal wave, and she was suddenly running, heedless of where her path might take her. She fled towards a low-hanging gantry and scrambled beneath it, tearing her robes as she threaded through a gap too small for the legionary to follow. Bursting out the other side, she emerged into a canyon formed by lines of cargo modules. The warrior's pursuit did not slow. He came crashing over the gantry at speed, seemingly too swift for something so heavy. She felt the deck plates beneath her feet resonate with each step as he bounded after her. At the last second, she jackknifed into a narrow alley between two bulk tankers, choking as she pushed through a vapor of spent Promethean fuel. Beyond, there was darkness, the safety of deep shadows, and for one giddy moment, she thought she might actually get away. But too late, the price of her headlong flight was revealed. The shadows did not conceal an escape route, as she had hoped. Instead, they ended in a sheer wall of iron, rising high towards the docking towers.
Oh, throne! No!
He drew his sword, power humming through the shimmering edges of the blade, the weapon almost as long as she was tall. She saw him clearly now, the full threat of the armored space marine revealed under the sodium-bright lights of the shipyard.
You are Scribe Adeptus, second classificate, Catano Tallery, and you are accused of treason.
Her every instinct was to kneel. She had never been in the presence of a warrior of the Legiones Astartes before, only glimpsed them at a distance or in the still images of a pixelate. But now, close enough to touch this one, she knew that all the stories of their menacing aura were true. This was a gene-engineered killer standing over her, a being created only for war. How could she ever have hoped to escape him? The Turncoat Warmaster had thousands of such warriors at his command. Was it any wonder that one of them could come to end her with such ease? But for all the fear that gripped her, Catano Tallery was not ready to die in silence.
I am not a traitor. I am loyal.
Shaking, she managed to draw herself up. It took all the effort she could muster to look the legionary in the eye.
You will not cloak this act in lies. I have done nothing against my Imperium, no matter what has been said against me.
Tallery turned away, her hands trembling. She pulled at a golden chain about her wrist, hidden inside the cuff of her robe. From it dangled a tiny charm resembling the great symbol of the Imperial Aquila, the two-headed eagle that looked both to the future and to the past. She took it between her fingers as if to draw strength from its noble form.
The Emperor protects. The Emperor protects. The Emperor protects.
Look at me.
She did as she was told. The face behind the legionary's dread helm was revealed to her. Flesh that was a map of healed wounds, old scars, and the near touch of death. And yet, those eyes. For all his fearsome aspect, the warrior's eyes had a kindness in them.
The icon you wear about your wrist. Where did you get it?
What does that matter? If I am to be executed for a lie, what is any truth worth?
The tip of his great sword dropped towards the deck, and Tallery felt him take the full measure of her. There was doubt on that scarred, ravaged face. It was not what she had expected. The warrior seemed almost human.
I am Nathaniel Garrow. Tell me your truth, Scribe. And perhaps you will live to see tomorrow.